You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network.
And good morning. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium, the day game after the night game. Opening night last night, a successful effort in so many ways for the Hickory Crawdads. So they'll have their first Education Day game of the season, an 11 o'clock a.m. first pitch against the Augusta Green Jackets. Good morning, everybody. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us here on HickoryCrawdads.com and MILB.TV. Last night, a historical night here at LP Franz Stadium. It began that way. And it would certainly finish that way. It's for the first time in the franchise history that goes all the way back to 1993, the Hickory Crawdads played a home game as a member of the Carolina League as they took on the Augusta Green Jackets. Now, the two clubs had faced off against each other numerous times before when they were both attached to the South Atlantic League. But because of the transition of 2019, that saw teams moving from one league to another, and even some moving to different classifications, this rivalry had been broken up for some time. However, they're back together this time in the Carolina League. And the first game ever as a member of the Carolina League here at LP Franz Stadium was certainly one to remember. Is on the night, Camden Perry, William Prevett, and Jabril Easley would throw a nine-inning no-hitter. The first nine-inning no-hitter since 2004 at this ballpark. It was also the first Crawdads no-hitter here at LP Franz Stadium in almost 16 years. It would be 16 years to the day on Friday was the last time that the Crawdads had tossed a no-no as Camden Perry started out incredibly strong. Four innings, he was just rock solid. William Prevett, you couldn't ask anything more out of William Prevett. He struck out the side in the fifth inning. And then Jabril Easley would close it out, retiring all 12 batters that he faced. Did it in dominant fashion. And the final ground out to shortstop in the ball game that was fielded by Chandler Pollard, the throw across to Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero having a big hand in preserving this no-hitter last night as he made a couple of phenomenal defensive plays and actually fielded a previous throw from Pollard that took him off the bag. He was able to make the tag on the play as the Hickory Crawdads picked up the home opener no-hitter against the Augusta Green Jackets. But it's a new day, and today it's a matchup for Brooks Fowler of the Hickory Crawdads as he'll go opposite of Jeremy Reyes here this morning at LP Franz Stadium. When we come back on the other side of the break. We'll continue on with our Black Tie Transportation pregame show. So we'll get you the starting lineups and everything that you need to know. There is going to be a phenomenal crowd here this morning and into the afternoon in Hickory, North Carolina. We'll be back in just a bit with the Black Tie Transportation pregame show on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, part of the Black Tie Transportation pregame show on this Wednesday morning. An 11 o'clock first pitch is scheduled here for the Hickory Crawdads against the Augusta Green Jackets. The win last night for Hickory was their third in four outings. This is a club that has gotten off to a good start, and last night was a very healthy performance. They got a 6-0 win. They got the offense going in last night's contest in the first inning. As the starting pitcher, Luke Sennard, he struggled early as he threw 30-something pitches in the contest. In fact, he threw in the contest, let me get the number, 32 pitches, 18 for strikes. All four hitters that he faced carried him to a full count. So after he got the second strike out of the frame, Pablo Guerrero would step to the plate against Albert Rivas, and he would drive a ball through the right side of the infield to give the Hickory Crawdads a 1-0 lead. They would then tack on another run in the fourth inning with a run in the seventh, and they would take a 3-0 lead to the eighth. And believe me, by that point, you get to the bottom of the eighth inning, Pablo Guerrero had already made the one play that really did separate this game from ultimately becoming a no-hitter. Guerrero made a diving stop in the hole on the first base side to eliminate the opportunity for the Augusta Green Jackets to break up the no-hitter. But at that time, in a 3-0 ball game, if the no-hitter were broken up, it's still a competitive contest. The Crawdads needed more runs in the eighth inning to create some separation between themselves and the Green Jackets. And they would get it in that eighth inning as the inning was capped off by a two-run infield single from Maxton Martin. Martin went 3-for-5 in the game last night and had two RBI in the contest, all part of a 9-hit attack for this Hickory Crawdads club. And you take a look at this Hickory Crawdads team, they come in with a .244 team average. That's putting them basically right in the middle of the Carolina League at this point. And, of course, these numbers are going to fluctuate. Last night's performance, the batting average went up 13 points. You're going to have days to where the numbers are going to move positively and move in a negative direction very early on in this season. It's going to take about 60 games before this club really finds themselves in any sort of a rhythm and we get any real idea of where this club could ultimately be. With it being a split half, there's obviously an opportunity for this club to make the playoffs. If it's not in the first half, certainly in the second half. But it was a historical night last night in front of 1,303 people on opening night here at LP Franz Stadium. Today, well, there's going to be considerably more than 1,303 people as it's our first Education Day game of the season. And folks in the uniform, Burke County, Catawba County, Lincoln County, I was driving up from the Charlotte area and saw several Lincoln County buses, which are about 20 to 30 minutes south of the stadium here at LP Franz Stadium. As these kids are excited to be out of school, they're excited to be here watching baseball, even if it is a little chilly on this Wednesday morning. Our first pitch temperature is not going to get to 50. The temperatures today are supposed to get into the low 60s, but we won't likely see the 60s until long after these kids have headed back to their respective hometowns. Let's take a look at today's starting lineups. First for Augusta, John Heal will bat leadoff. He'll be the shortstop for the Green Jackets. Eric Hartman will bat second. He'll be at second base. Nick Montgomery bats third. He's the catcher. Owen Carey, who got the start in center field last night, is going to get the start in left field this evening. He'll bat cleanup. Colby Jones at third base will bat fifth. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, Carlos Monteverde. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Douglas Glad. Jake Steeles, who has replaced Luis Guanipa, who went on the injured list. He's replaced him on the roster. He'll be batting eighth this evening in center field. And then Alan Pineda will bat ninth, the designated hitter. So it's Heal, Hartman, Montgomery, Carey, Jones, Monteverde, and Glad, Steeles, and Pineda. Jeremy Reyes is going to get the start this morning for the Augusta Green Jackets. Young man out of Venezuela, an international free agent from back in 2023. He'll face this Hickory Crawdads lineup. Jeremy Cabrera will lead off this morning. He'll be in center field. Maxton Martin was the left fielder last night. He's going to be the designated hitter this morning and afternoon, batting second. Antonis Macias, he'll bat third at second base. Rafe Parrish will be the cleanup batter over at third base. Pablo Guerrero at first base, bats fifth for the Crawdads. Jesus Lopez gets the start behind the plate this morning. He'll be the catcher, batting sixth. Marcos Torres gets the start in left, batting seventh. Luis Marquez, the shortstop this morning, he'll be batting eighth. And Wadi Mendez will be the right fielder, batting ninth for the Hickory Crawdads. So it's Cabrera, Martin, Macias, Parrish, Guerrero, Lopez, Torres, Marquez, and Mendez for the powder blue clad Hickory Crawdads. The start today is going to Brooks Fowler. Brooks Fowler, the young man out of Shawnee, Oklahoma, a non-drafted free agent from 2024. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have first pitch action between the Hickory Crawdads and the Augusta Green Jackets on this first Education Day game of 2025. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And good morning. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina, as the Hickory Crawdads will play game two out of six this morning and afternoon against the Augusta Green Jackets, as the Augusta Green Jackets would like to forget about last night, as they were no-hit by these Hickory Crawdads. For the Green Jackets, it was a no-hitter that was 29 years since they last experienced that feeling. 1996 was the last time that the Green Jackets were the victim of a no-hitter against an opposing club. Today, they're going to try to put that behind them, as they'll be facing off against Brooks Fowler. Fowler getting his first action of the year. As you might imagine, the young man out of Shawnee, Oklahoma, is going to get the ball today, and he'll face off against this lineup for the Augusta Green Jackets. John Heel will lead off, the shortstop, followed by Eric Hartman at second base. Nick Montgomery, the catcher. Middle third of the order, Owen Carey in left field. Colby Jones at third. Carlos Monteverde is over at first base. Douglas Glad in right field, bats seventh. Jake Steeles in center is the eighth place hitter. Batting ninth will be Alan Pineda, the designated hitter. It's the Hickory Crawdads wearing their powder blues this afternoon. The Crawdad H over on the left chest, and then the number over on the right rib cage. A piping stripe around the collar of the jersey and then down the buttons. They'll have the white pants on this afternoon. The Green Jackets are actually wearing their deep green, true green jerseys with the gray pants, the green piping stripe. So they're wearing the two-color hat, as they've got the quarter panel in white with the green hat, green bill. It's Fowler throws the first pitch. That ball's going to be bunted down the third base side. Fowler, the throw in time to Guerrero. So we had a couple web gems last night, and we start this morning with Brooks Fowler hopping off the mound and making a perfect strike to Pablo Guerrero for the first out, as John Heel tried to take the no-hitter off the board from the jump. He was denied, as that's going to bring up Eric Hartman. Hartman, a .353 hitter on the season. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment. Elena George is our home plate umpire this morning. John Reed is on the bases. Fowler, the 1-0 offering, breaking ball to Eric Hartman, called a strike. The temperature this morning, 49 degrees. It's been a while since we've had this cold to start. As the pitch misses wide, the count goes to 2-1. The defensive alignment for the Crawdads looks like this. They'll have Marcos Torres in left field, Jeremy Cabrera in center, Wadi Mendez is swung over in right. The 2-1 offering, that ball is going to be hooked foul down near the BTS picnic deck on the first base side. Two ball, two strike count in the infield. Rafe Parrish over at third, Luis Marquez at shortstop, Anthony Macias at second base, Pablo Guerrero at first. That pitch cut on and missed. Jesus Lopez, the catcher, fields it, throws down to first, and there's quickly two down. First strikeout for Brooks Fowler. And that's going to bring up Nick Montgomery. Nick Montgomery comes in 2-for-16 on the season. No home runs, no RBI. It's Montgomery, 6'4", 210 pounds, out of Cypress, California. For all of you on the West Coast, whether you're heading to work or whether you're sitting at home with a cup of coffee tuned in this morning, thank you for spending some time with us. Fowler's pitch is going to be bounced into the dugout. It ricochets off the wall, and count goes to 0-2. If we don't get a sellout today, we won't be off by much. This ballpark is full. And I would say the mega majority of these people that are here are all under the age of 18. So, you'll probably hear some SpongeBob in the background. It'll probably be raining tacos at some time. As it's raining strikeouts here in the first inning, Brooks Fowler gets a swing and a miss from Nick Montgomery. He's got two punch-outs. We're through a half an inning as the Crawdads come to bat in the bottom of the first. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the first inning here at LP Franz Stadium. So the Crawdads will be facing off against Jeremy Reyes, the young man out of Venezuela, an international free agent from back in 2023. The lineup that he'll go up against to get started this morning, Jeremy Cabrera in center field, Maxton Martin at the designated hitter spot, and Anthonys Macias at second base. It's the first pitch from Reyes. At 95 miles an hour, misses in on the left-hand hitting Cabrera. As that pitch is going to be fouled off at the plate. Count evens at 1-1. Middle third of the order is Rafe Parrish over at third. Pablo Guerrero at first. Jesus Lopez doing the catching. As that ball is going to be lifted high into very shallow left field. As Owen Carey calls everybody off, he'll make the catch for the first out. Bottom third of the order for the Crawdads this morning. Marcos Torres in left field. Luis Marquez at shortstop. Wadi Mendez over in right field. As that brings up Maxton Martin, who's doing the DHing today. Martin had a big night last night, among others. 3-for-5 in the ballgame with 2 runs driven in. As he had the final run-scoring blow of the contest, a 2-run infield single. I'm not joking. A 2-run infield singles. Maxton Martin's going to lift it over to the third base side, up and out of play. He hit a bouncing ball behind the second base bag that the throw from the shortstop, John Heel, I thought, a lot of folks in the press box thought, a lot of folks watching the game thought, and certainly Winston Sawyer thought, was all it out. That's a base knock for Maxton Martin. So he's got his fourth hit of the series already as it went off the glove of Jeremy Reyes. And that'll bring up Anthonys Macias. Elena George, who's over behind home plate today, she was on the bases last night. She called Martin safe, and the runners just kept running. Made it a 6-0 ball game. Macias 167 average on the year. No homers, no RBI. So the nine-hit effort last night for the Crawdads got their team average up to 244. Hopefully we'll see some more growth of that batting average after today's actions. The pitch misses from Reyes. Reyes, 6'1", 170. A 19-year-old out of Venezuela. The pitch, that ball is going to be checked foul. Count goes to 2-1. The breeze is blowing in just a little bit from left field, about the same as it was last night. It was enough to hold some balls up in the outfield over at left. And when it gets into the press box or in my radio booth here, it can get a little chilly. But it should be a delightful day, not a cloud in the sky, just like last night. The 2-1 from Reyes. Catches the outside edge. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. LP Franz Stadium, a symmetrical outfield wall surrounding this ballpark. 332 down each line, 375 in the gaps, 400 in dead center. It's Reyes. That pitch, a slider, misses down. Smothered by the catcher, Nick Montgomery. Count goes to 3-2. Owen Carey is the left fielder this afternoon for the Green Jackets. Jake Steele's in center. Douglas Glad over in right. The 3-2. Pitch taken down. And there's runners at first and second with one out here in the first inning. In the contest last night, the Crawdads drew 6 walks. And we'll have an immediate mound meeting here on this Wednesday morning. It's a natural surface here at LP Franz Stadium. Not a ton of foul ground here. This ballpark was opened in 1993. As we've seen, the ballparks in recent day have less and less foul territory. Trying to get the crowd, the fans, on top of the action. It's the pitch to Rafe Parrish as a ball outside. Parrish, 294 hitter on the season with 2 homers and 5 RBI. Runners at first and second. They've got a pull shift on for Parrish. The pitch. Parrish swings and misses. Young man played his college baseball at Lehigh University. Seventh round pick out of Lehigh last year as the pitch misses up. Count goes to 2-1. John Heel is playing basically behind the bag, literally a step over from the second base bag on the left side. Parrish fouls it off the netting. Count evens at 2-2. Parrish, the young man out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. The open stance, Reyes delivers. Breaking ball misses outside. The count runs full. Reyes has the sign, holds at the belt. The runners take their lead. The pitch, Parrish is going to foul it back to the screen, keeps it full. If there is a seat in the sunshine, it is for the most part being occupied this morning and into the afternoon. Those that are forced to sit in the shade probably wish that they had gotten seats in the sunshine today. It's the pitch to Parrish. Swung on and missed. It's two down in the inning. First strikeout for Jeremy Reyes. With two down, that's going to bring up Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero last night was 1-for-4 in the contest. He got his base hit in the first inning in a very similar situation. Runners at first and second with two down. And that's where he finds himself right now. The young Guerrero, wearing number 27, as that ball shot out into center field. But coming in to make the catch is Jake Steeles to retire the side. Hit sharply, but two runners are left on here in the first inning. We've played one frame at LP Franz Stadium. We're scoreless. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And without fail, there it is. Top of the second inning, SpongeBob SquarePants has already been utilized here on this Education Day game. So we go to the top of the second inning. That'll be Owen Carey, Colby Jones, and Carlos Monteverde facing off against Brooks Fowler. Carey, a 250 hitter on the year with four RBI. The pitch lifted high in the infield. As the catch is going to be made by Rafe Parrish. Brooks Fowler actually went behind the mound as if he was going to make the catch on his own. Fortunately, he was called off by Parrish. And there's one out. It's Colby Jones, a 286 hitter, will step to the plate. One of the things that's lost in the no-hitter last night was it's not like this was an offense that is not able to score. Last weekend, the three-game series against Columbia, the Green Jackets club put up 26 runs. It was the highest run total for any Carolina League team through the three games. Fowler. The pitch cut on and missed. Strikeout of Colby Jones is the second for Brooks Fowler. And there's quickly two down here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring up Carlos Monteverde. Monteverde did not play in last night's game. A 286 hitter in this contest. Two RBI on the year. As Fowler misses. I mentioned the powder blue jerseys that the Crawdads are wearing today as Monteverde swings and misses to even the count at 1-1. The hats the Crawdads are wearing today are one of the more popular ones. And I've got to say, I recently just got myself one. as Monteverde swings and misses on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's the black hat with the North Carolina outline on the logo with the claw C with the baseball, or the star, I should say, on top of Hickory in the uniform in the on the claw's tip. As the pitch misses, the count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickory, North Carolina is known as the gateway to the North Carolina Mountains. Morganton about 20 minutes away. Asheville about an hour and 15 minutes away as the pitch to Monteverde is taken for a ball. It's a walk with two down here in the second inning, and that's going to bring up Douglas Glide. When you get into Asheville, you are firmly in the mountains of North Carolina. The Blue Ridge Parkway runs through Asheville. Hickory is actually listed as being in the western Piedmont. You've got three distinct regions in the state of North Carolina. You've got the mountains, you've got the Piedmont, and you've got the sand hills, the coast area. The 0-1 slider misses outside. And in reality, you begin to start to see the sand hills once you get down around Rockingham, almost heading into Laurinburg. And then it runs for about an entire 2-hour span out to the coast. As the slider misses, count goes to 2-1. Hickory would actually be considered the foothills area, but the effectively the westernmost edge of the Piedmont. The 2-1 offering, they'll throw over to first instead as Guerrero holding the runner on and Carlos Monteverde. Guerrero, the right-handed throwing first baseman, is actually not on the bag. He's in a position where he can receive the throw as that ball is going to be lifted out into right field and coming on to make the catch. It's going to be Wadi Mendez. So a walk is stranded in the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless, here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the second inning. Scoreless ball game here through 1.5 innings as Jesus Lopez, Marcos Torres, and Luis Marquez will bat here in the bottom of the second inning. The first pitch from Jeremy Reyes misses in tight at 95 miles an hour. To Jesus Lopez, 0 for 7 on the season is Lopez as he swings and misses at 96. So this early start certainly has an effect to Jeremy Reyes. He has been throwing mid-90s out of the wrapper. It's the pitch at the knees, taken for a strike. The count moves quickly to 1-2. A little bit later on in the broadcast, I'll give you an opportunity to reach out to me. So we'll make the broadcast interactive right around lunchtime. It's the pitch. That ball busted in on the hands, drifting back into very shallow right field. It's Eric Hartman. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. And that'll bring up Marcos Torres. This is the only game in the Carolina League that's being played before 6 p.m. Marcos Torres will step to the plate, a 222 hitter on the season. It's the fastball at 96, taken for a strike. Torres last night went 1-for-3 with a run scored. He also walked one time as the swing and miss works the count to 0-2. This game started at 11 a.m. at 6:30 this evening. Kannapolis will take on Lynchburg. 6:35, a pair of games, Salem and Fredericksburg, Carolina at Myrtle Beach. The 0-2, breaking ball, taken for strike three. Marcos Torres goes down looking for the second out of the inning. It's the second strikeout for Reyes. That's going to bring up Luis Marquez. At 7:05 tonight, Charleston, South Carolina is down in Columbia. Fayetteville and Delmarva will play. As Delmarva and Fayetteville had a rainout last night. That ball's going to ricochet up onto the Carolina Brewery party porch. You've got a picnic deck. You've got a party porch. And then you got a party deck. Basically, if you want to sit down and eat food, they've got plenty of designated areas for you. So the pitch misses. Count goes to 1-2. Marquez. Slider. Foul tipped at the plate. Reyes. Wheels and fires. It's that pitch. Just misses. Count evens at 2-2. Marquez will foul it off up on the concourse over on the first base side. Today, the concession stands are going to be working full bore. So the breaking ball is going to be tapped into the Crawdads dugout. Over on the third base side, that's where the Crawdads reside during ball games, in that third base dugout. The 2-2. That's going to get a piece of Luis Marquez. 87 miles an hour as Reyes tried to throw a changeup, and it ran in on Marquez for the hit by pitch. And that's going to bring up Wadi Mendez. Mendez did not play in last night's no-hitter. Left-handed batter is Mendez. 5'11", 200 pounds out of La Romana, the Dominican Republic. As that ball bounced out to Hartman. The underhand flip over to Monteverde. And that'll retire the side. A runner's left stranded. We're through two innings. We're scoreless here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you as we get started with the third inning. As Brooks Fowler has been pretty much in control in the entirety of these two early innings. So face off against Jake Steeles, Alan Pineda, and John Heal. Jake Steeles out of Santa Maria, California, by way of Cal Poly. That ball rolled out in front of home plate over on the third base side. Jesus Lopez pops out of his crouch behind home plate, throws a strike down to Pablo Guerrero, and there's one down here in the third. Pineda, like Steeles, seeing his first at-bats of the season. That ball is going to be tapped foul over to the third base side's coach's box. Breaking ball from Fowler, taken for strike two. Breaking ball for strike three. A couple of breaking balls finishes off Pineda here for the second out in the third inning. The strikeout is the third for Brooks Fowler. That breaking ball lifted out to left field down the line. The catch will be made by Marcos Torres. Another 1-2-3 inning in the books for Brooks Fowler. We go to the bottom of the third, scoreless from Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the third inning. Scoreless ball game, as it'll be Waddy Mendez to lead off Or correction, Jeremy Cabrera. Cabrera tries to bunt his way on. Cabrera flew out to left field his first time up. Reyes, that ball lifted high in the very shallow left center field. Drifting back is John Heal. He'll make the catch. And there's one down here in the third inning. The way the sun is set in the sky as we get around the lunchtime hour, a pop-up like that is going to become increasingly more difficult. They've been all handled fine thus far, but Maxton Martin steps to the plate, takes a strike. So I would imagine here in about the next 30 to 45 minutes, the shadows are going to be right underneath the players. So the pitch from Reyes misses up and in at 96 miles an hour. Martin has the only hit of the contest, a sharp line drive through the box. As Reyes can't get a grip on the off-speed pitch. Count goes to 2-1. Martin, swinging for the fences, comes up empty. Count goes to 2-2. Reyes, that ball's lifted foul. Out toward the clubhouse areas, the expanded clubhouse area. There used to be a time to where I could pretty much look into the batting cages to see who was in there swinging. Not anymore. Martin's going to hold up. As the count goes full. As they've expanded locker rooms for umpires, coaches, etc., etc. As Maxton Martin swings and misses, there's two down in the inning. Third strikeout for Jeremy Reyes. And that's going to bring up Anthony Macias. Reyes, breaking ball, this time over the middle third. As again, Macias watches a second breaking ball, this time it misses away. It's the pitch lifted into the seats over on the third base side. And I think one of the adults here watching the kids was watching the kids not get into any sort of trouble, and he wasn't watching the game. That ball is going to be tapped over to the first base side. I think he's okay. He got the baseball. I guess that's important, too. The 1-2. Lifted foul up onto the concourse area. Keeps the count at 1-2. The pitch misses high. And Anthony Macias has the count go 2-2. Breaking ball. When Reyes is trying to throw a slider, it comes out of his hands a lot easier. When he's trying to work on that true curveball or a second breaking pitch, can never really get on top of it, as that ball is going to be lifted down the left field line and not able to make the catch as Owen Carey. As that ball ended up on the track, you take about three full strides near the tarp and you're going to be on the warning track dirt. So the count stays at 3-2. So the Crawdads hitters have been, especially the left-handed batters, have seen a lot of pull shift in this game last night and the game this afternoon. The 3-2. They'll check him down to first. He did not commit. Antonis Macias draws a walk for the second time today. Second walk for Reyes. That brings up Rafe Parrish. So throw over to first. Parrish, a strikeout victim, is first time up in the ballgame. Parrish waits on the 1-0, misses outside. The count goes to 2-0. Macias takes the lead. The pitch misses again. Now the count is 3-0. So Parrish, we'll see how selective he is. We'll see if Reyes challenges him at 3-0. There's the pitch. Misses. Rafe Parrish walks on four straight. Back-to-back walks. Brings up Pablo Guerrero. And we'll have another meeting out on the mound. So glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning, about to become afternoon. So we'll be back at the normal time tomorrow of 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock start Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then we'll have the 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. Usually the only time a 6 o'clock game is played here at LP Franz, it's the day before a day game. In particular, an 11 o'clock day game. Reyes, that ball hit back up the middle. And it's going to be a single for Pablo Guerrero, and scoring on the play is going to be Antonis Macias. And it took an extra at bat today, but Pablo Guerrero's got himself another RBI. It's his third of the season, and the Hickory Crawdads are on the board. So Guerrero with the base knock will allow Jesus Lopez to bat here in the third inning. And Augusta now is getting their bullpen up and loose. Lopez busted his bat, popped up to the second baseman, his only time up. So the Crawdads with the 1-0 lead. Reyes is offering. Just misses off the outside edge. The 1-0 from Reyes. Here it comes. Misses down. So Pablo Guerrero got something he could hit, and he gets the Crawdads on the board as they lead 1-0. The 2-0 misses high. So the count goes to 3-0. And if Lopez reaches here, we could see a change being made. Reyes throws a strike. There's two down in the inning. A runner at first and second. A run already in for the Crawdads. This inning continues. It will likely continue without Jeremy Reyes. That ball driven out to right field. That ball is going to bounce off the wall. The Hickory Toyota sign. One run will score. Two runs will score. As it will be instead a one-run double. It's holding up at third. It's Pablo Guerrero. Jesus Lopez will get the double, and that should be the end of the day for Jeremy Reyes. We'll come back and tell you who's coming on to pitch for Augusta. It's a 2-0 lead for the Hickory Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
David Rodriguez is on the pitch for the Augusta Green Jackets. Rodriguez, a 6'2 right-hander, 23 years old, out of Sacramento, California. 15th round pick back in the 2023 draft out of San Joaquin Delta Community College. It's Rodriguez has had one appearance. He threw an inning. Gave up 3 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. They gave up a home run. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts in that inning of work. Marcos Torres at the plate. Torres swings and misses. The runners at second and third. Still the responsibility of Jeremy Reyes. His book is still open somewhat. The pitch poured right down the middle, strike two. Rodriguez one pitch away from getting out of the inning for the Green Jackets, as that ball is going to be laced foul as Luis Marquez. He had to vacate the premises. He was in the on-deck circle, and that ball landed about 5 feet over his head. So he ducked. Torres, a strikeout victim the first time. He's a strikeout victim again. And the inning comes to a close, but not before the Crawdads scratch 2 runs across on a pair of hits. We'll be back in just a bit. Crawdads have a 2-0 lead here from Hickory.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the fourth inning. Brooks Fowler has been given a 2-0 lead on this Wednesday morning. So he'll face Eric Hartman, Nick Montgomery, and Owen Carey. It's the pitch to Hartman, taken for strike one. Hartman struck out his first time up. It's the breaking ball. Lifted up into the seats, heading this way near the scouts area. That's going to land, and now we've got a fight in front of it. Not a fight, but a chase for the foul ball. As the foul ball landed in the area between the top and bottom areas, bounced up and headed this way. It was about 6 feet off to my right of this broadcast location. The pitch swung on and missed. Hartman, a strikeout victim again. It's the fourth punch out for Brooks Fowler. And that brings up Nick Montgomery. Montgomery struck out. It's the breaking ball from Fowler, taken for a strike. The slider. Cut on and missed. Fowler's going with his fastball, a good curveball, and then a slider. And getting a lot of really positive results. So that fastball is going to be lifted out to center field. Coming on and making the catch, it's going to be Jeremy Cabrera. That ball was hit pretty sharply, but Cabrera got a great jump on it in the right center field gap. And there's two down here in the fourth inning. Fowler, fastball, fouled back to the screen. Here on this Wednesday morning, about to become Wednesday afternoon. It's that ball. Tapped out to second, fielded by Macias, and the throw to Guerrero is in time. Another 1-2-3 inning for Brooks Fowler takes us to the bottom of the fourth. The Crawdads lead 2-0 on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at LP Franz Stadium, a 2-0 Crawdads lead. It's Luis Marquez, Wadi Mendez, and Jeremy Cabrera will bat here against David Rodriguez. Last half inning, the split between innings. The person handling the music here at the ballpark turned this place into a concert venue. Because when they started, the first few bars of Let It Go from the Frozen soundtrack, well, it sounded like Taylor Swift had walked into the ballpark. This place went absolutely nuts. 2-1 count from Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. And there's just something kind of heartwarming about 2,000 elementary and middle school girls singing a song at the same time. There is a very good crowd here at the ballpark this morning. As the pitch misses, Luis Marquez draws a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. It's the first walk surrendered by Rodriguez. The fourth by Green Jackets pitching. It's Mendez who flew out his first time. Squares to bunt, takes a ball. Figure now's as good a time as any to go ahead and make the broadcast interactive. A couple ways that you can reach out to me wherever you are, as long as you're tuning in either on hickorycrawdads.com, the audio side of this, or whether you're watching MILB.TV. You can find me one of two ways. You can find me on X throughout the course of the broadcast. You can find me on X at What's Up B-Rush PXP. At What's Up B-Rush PXP. If you'd like, you could send me a follow. If you're not a bot, I'll follow you back. It's the pitch taken inside. The count goes to 3-0. If you've got a question for me or you just want to let me know that you're tuning in today, I'll certainly say hello to you over the air. If you've got a question, I'll do my best to answer it. Is that pitch taken right down LR Boulevard to work the count to 3-1? You can also reach out to me via email this morning, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. The pitch misses outside, won't matter. It's going on the pitch with Luis Marquez. He'll get down to second anyway. And it's back-to-back walks here in the fourth. And that's going to bring up Jeremy Cabrera. As we'll have another mound meeting, as that's the third in four innings in this contest. And there'll be more stirring coming out of the Augusta bullpen on this Wednesday morning. Again, you can find me through email, B-Rush, short for Brian Rushing, at hickorycrawdads.com. It's Cabrera, 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A fly out to left and a pop to short. So he lifts that ball high. It looks like it's going to make its way into the seats. As it does. And it didn't really ricochet anywhere, so it either landed in a purse or hit the bottom of someone's chair. As the search is on for this foul ball that couldn't be more than 3 feet away from where it landed initially. A youngster gets the baseball. So now we can move on with our lives as the pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-1. Marquez down at second. Mendez over at first. The changeup misses away. Some of you are reaching out already, and I'll be getting to you just as quickly as I can on X or Twitter, whatever you prefer to call it. The pitch lifted high into left field. Left center field is taking over. It's going to be the center fielder, Jake Steeles. He'll make the catch, and there's one down here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Maxton Martin, 1-for-2 in the day. Crawdads with two runs in the third inning. Going to try to see if they can add to it here on this, what is now officially Wednesday afternoon. The pitch from Rodriguez, driven out to left field. That ball's twisting away from the left field, and it's going to bounce off the fair field by Courtyard sign as one runner's going to score. Heading to third is going to be Waddy Mendez, and Maxton Martin has himself another multi-hit ball game, and the Crawdads have a 3-0 lead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As the ball was hit better than I initially thought it was, as it got over the head of the left fielder, Owen Carey, as it bounced a one-hopper off that Fairfield sign in left field. And now the threat continues. Just one down in the inning. Martin has RBI number nine on the season, as he has been ultra productive here in the early going. It's the pitch to Antonis Macias, taken for strike one. Mendez over at third. Martin out at second. It's the pitch from Rodriguez, misses. Pitch fouled back to the screen. I want to say top of the day to Ron Davis, tuning in here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network and MILB.TV. Ron, it's a pleasure having you aboard this morning and afternoon. It's Rodriguez. Looks in for the sign, has the sign. The 1-2 offering. It's coming in just a moment. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 from Rodriguez, here it comes. As that pitch is going to be swung on and missed, they'll throw down to first. As that throw is going to get into right field. One run is going to score. Maxton Martin is going to score easily, as it's now a 5-0 lead in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. It's going to go down as a strikeout of Antonis Macias, but it's going to be a throwing error on the catcher, Nick Montgomery. That is the third error by Green Jackets catchers in about a game and a half, as Rafe Parrish will step to the plate. No RBI for Macias. As he gets all the way to second, and Mendez and Maxton Martin score to make it a 5-0 ball game. Parrish Lifts it foul over to the third base side. So the pitch misses. Count evens at 1-1. The Hickory Crawdads franchise back in 1993 played their first games here at LP Franz Stadium as a member of the South Atlantic League. It's the pitch taken for a strike. Parrish doesn't agree. The count is 1-2 nonetheless. Changeup misses just outside. Parrish stays alive in the at-bat. It's Rodriguez. Looks back to second. Now delivers. Pitch misses outside. So the count goes to 3-2. Parrish fouls the pitch off. So the Crawdads with the 5-0 advantage here on this Wednesday now afternoon. The pitch. Parrish is going to tap that one over to shortstop. The play made at short by John Heal. The throw is going to be off the bag. As Rafe Parrish is going to be over at first base. Getting over to third is Antonis Macias. And that'll bring up Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero got the scoring started back in the third inning. So they're going to give an infield hit to Rafe Parrish. Guerrero's going to foul the pitch off. Don Beaver, who was the owner of the Hickory Crawdads franchise at the time he brought them to Hickory, moved the club from Gastonia, North Carolina. At the time, Gastonia was a Rangers affiliate. Guerrero's going to have that bounced over to third base. Colby Jones is going to throw it across the infield in time, and that'll retire the side. So the Crawdads plate 3 runs. They have a 5-0 lead as we go to the top of the fifth. We'll be back here in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Top of the fifth inning. Scobie Jones to lead things off here in the fifth against Brock Porter. Brock Porter making his second appearance of the season for the Crawdads. 1-0 on the year as he threw an inning out in Kannapolis. As that ball's lifted out to right field, drifting over as Wadi Mendez. He'll make the catch on top of the line, and there's one down in the fifth. 5-0 lead for the Crawdads. So that'll bring up Carlos Monteverde. Brock Porter played here briefly last year for the Crawdads, so he has some familiarity with the ballpark, naturally. So the young man out of Michigan was a Clemson commit before he was drafted by the Rangers in the fourth round back in 2022. 6'5", 210 pounds. As the book is closed now for Brooks Fowler, who was really solid. As the breaking ball from Porter misses. Count goes to 2-1. Four innings, no hits, no runs. He walked a batter. Struck out four. The pitch misses outside. Monteverde walks. So he's walked for the second time in the ballgame. And that brings up Douglas Glott. Glad listed at 5'9" tall out of Venezuela, an international free agent back in 2022. As Porter misses with the offering. As Porter picked up the win on Saturday night. So he pitched the fifth inning. And that was when the Crawdads took. He pitched the fifth inning. He was credited with the win there as being the most effective of the relievers. Mason Molina went four innings in the contest. He did not qualify for the win. Porter, because of that fifth inning, was able to gather the win up for the Hickory Crawdads as they won two out of three in Kannapolis against the Chicago White Sox Class A affiliate. So the count evens at 2-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. It's a throw down to first. Monteverde gets back. As Glad will draw a walk, and back-to-back walks have put runners at first and second here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Jake Steeles. Steeles dribbled a ball out in front of home plate to the third base side that was scooped up by Jesus Lopez back in the third inning. Porter, fastball, cut on and missed. Rafe Parrish playing a normal third base position. Maybe a half a step closer to the third base line. They are running a slight pull shift. two steals. Steals falls behind 0-2. Brock Porter in this situation would love a ground ball giddy up. Porter has the sign. The 0-2. It's not going to happen as he looks back to second. Porter misses up at 94. Porter, that breaking ball lifted into the seats over on the first base side. Just a great crowd this afternoon here at LP Franz Stadium. I would say we've got to be somewhere around 3,500. I mean, it's not far off from what we would see on a July 3rd or July 4th game. It's Porter, fastball, misses high, count evens at 2-2. The fastball cut on and missed. Steals a strikeout victim. The first for Brock Porter. The fifth for Crawdads pitching with two down. That brings up Alan Pineda. The pitch from Porter misses up. Spinetta swings and misses, the count even at 1-1. Porter, right back to it, misses just a bit high. So the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 from Porter. It's that pitch, cut on and missed. It's Brock Porter's just letting it go and getting great results. Pineda looks a little tardy on the first couple of swings. Here's the 2-2. That ball's going to be lifted in the air to foul ground. Guerrero ranging over near the dugout. He'll make the catch on the warning track, and that'll retire the side. Two walks in the inning. They're stranded. We're halfway through in Hickory. The score 5-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Jesus Lopez to lead things off here in the fifth inning as the Crawdads are comfortably out in front, 5-0 midway through this contest. David Rodriguez still on for the Augusta Green Jackets. As Lopez is going to lift that one into the seats over on the third base side. The Crawdads with 5 runs on 5 hits. No errors for Augusta. They've got just the 1 error. As it'll be Lopez, Torres, and Marquez. The changeup taken for strike 2. Rodriguez misses down. As the pitch cut on and missed. Lopez a strikeout swinging to open up the fifth inning. The third strikeout for David Rodriguez. That brings up Marcos Torres, who's struck out twice in the ballgame. The pitch from Rodriguez misses down. Got a couple of emails that I want to address here in just a moment. Of course, you can reach out to me throughout this and any contest. Brush at hickorycrawdads.com. It's the ball lifted out to shallow center field. John Heal to make the catch. And there's two down in the inning. Want to say hello to Connie Gay, listening this afternoon to the Hickory Crawdads radio network while watching at the same time MILB.TV. Connie's pretty much been here with us since day one once we resurrected the broadcast component here at LP Franz Stadium. So it's really good to hear from Connie. Hope things are well with you and yours. The Crawdads are certainly off to a good start here in this season. As that ball driven to right field, it'll be a base knock for Luis Marquez as he's reached base for the third time this afternoon. It's the sixth hit for the Crawdads. And that's going to bring up Wadi Mendez. As he's been hit by a pitch, he's drawn a walk and scored, and now his two-out single in the fifth brings up Mendez, who has walked and scored in the fourth inning. 2 runs in the third, 3 in the fourth. As Mendez foul tips it into the mitt of Nick Montgomery. It's the left-hand batter. It's facing the pull shift again, and the wind has changed direction here at the ballpark. And that's going to benefit left-handed hitters, as the ball is actually blowing out. The wind is blowing out to left field, which will certainly help the ball carry out of here if it's struck well. Last night, the wind was blowing in from left, and it knocked a couple balls down. It's going on the pitch as Marquez, the throw, is not in time. Marquez is going to get the stolen base, and he'll advance to third on the air. So it'll be the second defensive miscue. It'll be another throwing error on the catcher. It's now the runners at third base with two down. Mendez will foul it off. Sad ball. Looped into right field, and that's going to get down for Mendez as he gets an RBI single to make it 6-0 in favor of the Crawdads. It busted his bat, but if the bat had to pay the price, it was certainly worth it as he gets the RBI single to give the Crawdads a 6-0 advantage. So Cabrera at the plate with two down here in the fifth. Going on the pitch is Wadi Mendez, and he's going to get the stolen base as Montgomery never was able to make a throw. So the Crawdads with a runner down at second. It's Cabrera out in front. So Rodriguez misses again. The pitch cut on and missed, and the side is retired, but not before the Crawdads add another run. They lead 6-0 as we go to the sixth here on HickoryCrawdads.com. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
It's out of the sixth inning. It's the Crawdads out in front, 6-0, as they have added some offensive support to this Crawdads pitching core. That'll be John Heal, Eric Hartman, Nick Montgomery batting top third of the order against Brock Porter, who's on for his second inning of work. The pitch misses outside. Heal did not commit on the bunt attempt. So this crowd of what I'm going to estimate somewhere around 3,300 has been treated to quite a contest today. At least as it relates to the Hickory Crawdads. They have performed very well on this Wednesday afternoon. The pitch taken for a strike. The count goes to 2-1. Immediately following the action here this afternoon, we'll have the Black Tide Transportation postgame show where we'll give you a look at the numbers, sort of the observations from today's action. Then we'll get you set up for tomorrow's 7 o'clock first pitch as Heal flies out to right field. The catch made by Mendez, and there's one down. That brings up Eric Hartman. Want to say hello this afternoon to Mike Bell, tuning in from New York State. Mike, thank you so much for checking out the action. And yes, it was a phenomenal start to the homestand to the 25 season here at the Franz with a no-hitter. The first time in almost 16 years to the day that the Crawdads had a home no-hitter. As that pitch is going to hit Eric Hartman. It's the breaking ball. Clipped his foot. He gets down to first on the hit-by-pitch. And that'll bring up Nick Montgomery. So, Mike, thank you for tuning in. As these day games are always great for it. You know the routine. You put the game on in the background while you're at work. And for some folks, it makes you more productive. I certainly recommend baseball in the afternoon. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Montgomery. He's 0 for 2 in the ballgame, a strikeout and a fly out to center. Porter misses up. Count goes to 2-1. Also want to say hello to Christopher Pack tuning in this afternoon. So we'll have a mound visit from Landon Hutchinson. It's Hutchinson, this is the first time we've seen him here at LP Franz Stadium. One of the things that gets forgotten when you look at a no-hitter, at no time did anybody come from the dugout and have a visit with a pitcher last night. I mean, there was just no question. The trio of pitchers, Perry, Prevett, and Easley, were just on top of their game. Is that ball? It's going to be lifted out into right field. Coming in is Wadi Mendez. He'll make the catch, and there's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Owen Carey. I mean, a little bit later on in the year, of course, we'll start to see Camden Perry going more than four innings. We saw him go four in his outing in the exhibition against the Hub City Spartanburgers. It's Carlos Maldonado. He's going to come and get the baseball from Brock Porter. As Brock Porter goes an inning and two-thirds. When we come back, we'll let you know who's coming on to pitch. 6-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Carlos Maldonado is going to call on Alberto Mota. wearing number one. You don't see a lot of pitchers wearing single-digit numbers in uniform. In fact, the only one that I know of that wears number one is Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals. Well, Alberto Mota is going to hope that maybe some of the vibe that Sebastian Walcott wore last year for this club is going to rub off on Mota. Young man out of Maracay, Venezuela, non-drafted free agent back in 2021. It's his first offering to Owen Carey, taken for a ball. Alberto Mota misses outside. 22-year-old, 5'11", 170-pound right-hander. Last year, played in two spots, the Arizona Complex League, as well as down in Kinston for the Down East Wood Ducks. On the year, he went 2-4 with a 2.65 ERA. Sat ball out behind third base. Parrish makes the catch, and that'll retire the side. As Mota makes very short work of his time in the sixth inning. A runner left on. We're through 5.5 here in Hickory. Crawdads lead 6-0. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the sixth inning as Augusta goes to their bullpen once more. Jacob Kroger gets the ball for the Green Jackets. Kroger, a 6'1 left-hander, 24 years old, out of Palmyra, Missouri. Played collegiately at Maryville University in Missouri. A 10th round pick last year. So face off against Maxton Martin to lead off as the pitch taken right down the middle for strike one. It'll be Martin, Macias, and Parrish, 2-3-4 in the order. It's Parrish. It's going to bounce that ball up over the middle. And Heel got in the way of Eric Hartman. As Heel looked like he was going to field it and then never got to the baseball. And Hartman, is that high, high bounce off in front of home plate, is going to be rewarded for Maxton Martin with an infield single. And if Hartman does make the play, the throw could have been tenuous at best as Martin has really good speed. It's going to be a base knock. It's another three-hit game for Maxton Martin. He has six hits already in this series. It's Macias has reached twice in the ballgame. He's 0-for-1 officially. So the pitch is going to be lifted foul. As that breaking ball is going to be taken for strike three as Macias goes down looking for the first out here in the sixth inning. According to my unofficial numbers, that is the eighth strikeout for Augusta pitching on this Wednesday morning slash afternoon. As Rafe Parrish will step to the plate. Parrish singled his last time up. He's also walked and scored. The Crawdads have eight hits in the ballgame. They had nine last night. As Parrish is going to lift that one into the seats. I think the catch was made by a couple of kids simultaneously, and now they're wrestling for it. Eventually, the teacher's going to come along and make them do rock, paper, scissors, or they don't get their second fruit cup during break time tomorrow. The pitch just below the knees works the count even at 2-2. Kroger, the pitch tapped foul near the third base dugout. Martin takes his lead over at first. It's the pitch. Parrish drives it out to center field. It's going to hang up long enough for Jake Steeles to make the catch. There's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Pablo Guerrero. For those of you tuning in, if you're not familiar, all you got to do is look at the 27. And it should give you a hint that this guy is coming from a baseball family, a big-time baseball family. Father Vlad, brother Vlad Jr. It's just amazing. The lineage that's being built by that namesake in Major League Baseball. That ball hits sharply out to shortstop. Fielded by Heel. They'll go the short way to Eric Hartman to retire the side. A base knock for Maxton Martin. He's left stranded. We've played six innings here in Hickory. 6-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the seventh inning. It's Colby Jones to face off against Alberto Mota. So I didn't even get a chance to go through my entire index card on Mota, as I am developing a system this year that is very old school. Index cards, writing down various nuggets, stats, lines about these guys throughout the season. I've got them in an ultra-secure location here at the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Virtually impenetrable. It's Mota, the 2-0. The pitch cut on and missed, 94 miles an hour on the fastball. Jones is 0-for-2 in the ballgame, which when you have a no-hitter, you got a lot of 0-fers on that side. Well, the line score tells you about all you need to know. The pitch, they'll check to first, did not. So Mota surrenders a walk to Colby Jones. Last night, the club in the no-hitter surrendered one walk. They faced one over the minimum. I mean, it was uncanny, the performance last night from this staff. Not quite the same thing today. However, they're still in pretty good shape. 6-0 advantage. It's the fourth walk allowed by Crawdad's pitching this afternoon. It's Carlos Monteverde is at the plate. He's drawn two of those walks today as the pitch from Mota taken for a strike. Last year, Mota pitched in 32 games, had a 2.65 ERA, three saves, 51 innings pitched, 37 hits allowed, 20 runs, 15 earned. So the pitch is going to be lifted foul. A 204 average against for the entirety of the year. He played in the two locations, in the Carolina League for Down East, and then in the Complex League last year. 33 walks and 75 strikeouts. I'm intrigued by the 75 strikeouts and 51 innings. It's the ball buried in front of home plate, smothered by Jesus Lopez. Two ball, two strike count. Mota with the runner over at first delivers. Breaking ball. Misses. The count runs full. The pitch fouled back to the screen. The count stays at 3-2. Breaking ball taken for strike three. Monteverde is a strikeout victim for the first out here in the seventh inning. Six strikeouts for the Crawdads. That brings up Douglas Glott. Glott 0-for-1 in the game. He's got a walk to his credit. He's also flown out to right field. Glob takes ball one. Here on this Wednesday afternoon, as the pitch fouled back, as Glob took a healthy swing there. As So anytime you've got a education day of this sort, where you've got somewhere between 33 and 3,500 here, the kids are going to get distracted. They're going to get interested in shiny things, or if they think they can get access to a player or something, they tend to take the shot. So there's a cluster of kids down in front of the Augusta dugout. And then, of course, the kids want to take a photo on top of the dugout. Not something you necessarily need to be doing during the game, as it'll be about 40 minutes from now that these kids will start heading out back to their respective hometowns as the pitch misses. The 3-1 misses. It's the second walk of the inning as Glad walks for the second time on the day. So Jesus Lopez will go out and have a conversation with Mota. And this will give me an opportunity to say hello to a friend that has been with us pretty much from the start of last year. I want to say good afternoon to Michelle Porter tuning in on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. It's always good when some of the folks that have joined us from the very start reaching out again. Michelle, hope everything's going well, and can't wait to see you out here at the ballpark sometime soon. It's Mota. Facing off against Jake Steeles, misses outside. There is some stirring down in the Hickory bullpen, though I can't identify who might be throwing on a bullpen mound. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Mota misses outside. Mota pitched on opening night for the Crawdads. Went two-thirds of an inning, gave up a hit and a run. He walked a batter, didn't strike out anybody. As the pitch misses, and now the bases are loaded. Carlos Maldonado is going to take a slow walk out to the mound. The bases are loaded with one down here in the seventh inning. And Maldonado has not made an indication yet, and he may not pull Mota from this game at the moment. It's a situation for Mota where all he needs is a ground ball double play to get out of the frame. And instead, Maldonado is going to make the move. So we'll take a timeout. When we return on the other side of the break, we'll let you know who's coming on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. It's a 6-0 game here in the top of the seventh. We'll be back in just a moment.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Eric Loomis is on the pitch for the Hickory Crawdads as Loomis making his second appearance. Loomis got the save. Loomis got the save on Saturday night, went two innings, gave up two hits, walked a batter, struck out two. That was in that 6-5 win for the Crawdads. Alan Pineda at the plate with the bases full and one down. Loomis throws a first pitch strike. 23-year-old right-hander, 6 foot tall, 195 pounds, a 16th round draft pick back in 2024 out of Missouri State. So the former Bear turned Crawdad, trying to get the Crawdads out of the seventh inning. The pitch misses down. Last year for the Wood Ducks went 0-1 with a 3.00 ERA. Went two games, three innings pitched. A hit, an earned run. He walked four, struck out six. Loomis delivers. That pitch cut on and missed. The count goes to 1-2. This is the first legitimate opportunity the Green Jackets have had to put runs on the board in this series, as that pitch just misses. So the count evens a 2-2. Loomis. Cut on and missed. Strikeout victim is Alan Pineda for the second time today. And that's the second out here of the seventh inning. And that'll bring up John Hill. Hill with a couple of flyouts. He tried to bunt his way on in the first inning. The pitch taken for a strike. Had to bunt his way on, and Brooks Fowler came hopping off the mound, fielded the bunt, and was able to throw a strike to Pablo Guerrero. Today it might be the best defensive play that we've seen. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Loomis one strike away from getting out of this threatening situation. Here in the seventh inning, the Dads do have a 6-0 lead, but you don't want Augusta climbing back into this one. The 0-2 just misses. 93 miles an hour on that heater. Jones down at third takes his lead. Glott at second, steals at first. The pitch elevated, misses. Count evens at 2-2. So Eric Loomis trying to get out of this seventh inning. Has the sign. above the belt with the hold. The slider just misses. And now the count runs full. Eric Loomis, the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Sad ball lifted in the air toward the Augusta dugout, and it's going to go on top of the dugout and into the crowd. So everybody's going to return back to their original spot. And we'll do it all over again. The runners will be heading back to their next base as soon as Loomis goes plateward. Loomis delivers. That pitch fouled straight back, and we'll do it over again. So Lopez drops the sign. Loomis has it, delivers the payoff. Is that ball lifted out into shallow center field? Is it going to get down? It is going to get down for a base hit. Two runs are going to score, and it's a 6-2 ball game. And just like that, the no-hitter has come to a close. John Heel got busted inside on a pitch, and he threw it in between four players. The Augusta Green Jackets are on the board. Jones and Glad score. Steals to third. Fifteen and two-thirds innings. And they get their first hit. Sarah Cartman swings and misses. Well, that was fun while it lasted. Now the club can go back to the business of picking up the win on this Wednesday afternoon. That ball is going to be lifted foul. Again, this was an Augusta team that scored 26 runs against the Columbia Fireflies over the weekend. Loomis, the 0-2. It's going to be lifted foul again. So it's going to go off the press box rooftop, or I should say the facade. It's going to be picked up by a kid in the lower bowl. Loomis, pitch cut on and missed. So Eric Cartman strikes out to close out the inning, but the Augusta Green Jackets are on the board as they score two runs on a base hit. They leave a couple runners on, and we go to stretch time here in Hickory. 6-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Jesus Lopez will start us out. So the catcher is 1-for-3 on the day. He's got an RBI double to his credit. So it'll be Lopez, Torres, Marquez, 6, 7, 8 in the order for the Crawdads. So glad you could join us on this Wednesday afternoon. I just want to thank all of you for the interaction today, both on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at What's Up B-Rush, PXP. It's the pitch misses down from Jacob Kroger. For all of you that sent me emails, at B-Rush at HickoryCrawdads.com, thank you. We'll be doing that during every game during the season. Feel free to reach out, even if we're not having a game in the moment. If you've got a question for me at any time, I'll store it away and answer it as best I can as time allows. The 3-1 offering. Lopez lines that out to right field. The catch is going to be made by Douglas Sklod. There's one down. Hit sharply by Lopez, but the catch made. One down here in the seventh. Marcos Torres 0-for-3 in the ballgame. The pitch misses outside. Gorgeous day today. We haven't seen a cloud yet. As the sky just as powder blue as the uniforms, as that ball hit out to in front of the Lowe's food sign on the warning track, the catch is made by Owen Carey, and there's two down. Again, hit well by Marcos Torres, but nothing to show for it. That will bring up Luis Marquez. Marquez singled, stole a base, and scored back in the fifth inning. So the Crawdads put 2 in the third on the board, 3 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. It's the breaking ball from Kroger taken for a strike. Tomorrow, we're on the air at 7 o'clock. Well, the game starts at 7. We're on the air at 6:45. It's Marquez falls behind 0-2. Be sure to stick around after we're done here as we'll have the Black Tie Transportation post-game show where we'll take a look at some of the numbers. Give you some insights before we get out of here and then get you ready for tomorrow night's action. It's the crowd getting into the chant of Luis for the first time today. It's Luis. He answers as the play is fielded. Oh, phenomenal play over at third base. Colby Jones took a hit away from Marquez. The throw was a sinker. But the first baseman, Carlos Monteverde, was not able to come away with it. So it's going to be a base knock, an infield single for Marquez. As I thought for sure that was destined for left field. As Waddy will now step to the plate to the cheers of Waddy from the crowd. Mendez, 1-for-2 in the ball game. He's got a walk. He flew out to right field. He singled, stole a base, drove in a run in that fifth inning. It's the pitch. Catches the outside third. Mendez swings and misses on the elevated pitch. So the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 down here in the seventh inning. It's Marquez over at first, being held on by Monteverde. He goes. The pitch is on the outside, and they're going to call Mendez. They're going to call Mendez out. Or maybe it was called strike three. I never saw the signal from the home plate umpire. We're done with 7 innings. A 6-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Michael Valverde to pitch here to start the eighth inning. As Valverde will face off against Nick Montgomery, Owen Carey, and Colby Jones. Montgomery ended the frame in the seventh when he cut down Marquez trying to steal as his first pitch is a swing and a miss. Michael Valverde, second pitch lifted high in the infield. The catch in that high sky. Made by Antonis Macias. And there's one down in the eighth inning. It's Michael Valverde, the 6'2 right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. A non-drafted free agent back in 2023. Last year, spent time in the Complex League. It's Valverde does have one appearance. He went an inning in Kannapolis. He walked a batter, struck out 3. So the breaking ball was not caught by Lopez, but it didn't matter. It was a swing and a miss from Owen Carey. So they checked down to first, and he did, in fact, commit. Count 1-2. Valverde That's a nice pitch, but he didn't get the call. Count evens at 2-2. Side ball. Bounced out to second. Fielded cleanly by Macias. The throw to Guerrero in time. And there's two down here in the eighth inning. Colby Jones to the plate. 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He did score in the seventh inning on the bloop double by John Hill. For the Green Jackets, 2 runs on 1 hit, 2 errors. For the Crawdads, 6 runs on 9 hits, 0 errors. Tomorrow, Augusta, Georgia will become the center of the American sports universe. Round 1 of the Masters. And I'll definitely have my eye on the Masters over the course of the next 4 days. The 0-1, breaking pitches. Valverde, 86 miles an hour on the slider, started it on the inside edge and worked it back to the outside half. And that's a wipeout slider. 85 miles an hour. Valverde gets the strikeout. We're through 7.5 here in Hickory. 6-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, a 6-2 lead for the Crawdads. So Alan Pineda is going to actually pitch here for the Augusta Green Jackets in a 6-2 ball game. Now, I've seen stranger things. It's Pineda. Throws 2 balls to Jeremy Cabrera. So Pineda, who was the designated hitter, is dialing it up at 76 miles an hour to Jeremy Cabrera. The ball hit sharply out to second, fielded by Eric Hartman. The throw in time to first, a 4-3 ground out. So Cabrera, the first out of the inning. Or correction, now it's Jeremy Cabrera. It's Wandy Mendez. Was the first out. Is that ball out to Monteverde? And they make the play at first base. As there's now quickly two down here in the eighth inning, is Maxton Martin at the plate. I was initially given the indication that it was Alan Pineda that's pitching. And that's what I've got on my roster sheet. And it certainly looks like it's Pineda. It's the pitch. Strike two. It's Maxton Martin with three hits on the day. That ball's going to be a bouncer. Flipped out to first. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. So the Crawdads go down quietly. In the eighth, we go to the ninth inning, 6-2 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the ninth inning. 6-2 lead for the Crawdads. Michael Valverde trying to close it out. Now, this is not a save opportunity for Valverde. He came in a 6-2 ball game. Hopefully, it's going to stay a 6-2 ball game. He'll certainly get credit for what could be two very solid innings of pitching, but not a save situation. So, the Crawdads are three outs away from going to 4-1 on this very young season. So Valverde throws a first pitch strike to Carlos Monteverde. It's that ball. It's going to be lifted foul. Count goes to 0-2. As Monteverde breaks his bat in half, and he's going to have to get himself a brand new piece of lumber. Today's attendance, I was pretty much on the money. 3,328, and many of them have stuck around. There have been a few that have headed out, but many of them still here. And good for them. And good for the chaperones. So the pitch from Valverde misses. The count goes to 1-2. You cannot put an event like this together unless you've got some adults that, A, don't mind getting away from the campus sometimes and are willing to put up with energetic children, as Valverde will field that, flip it over to Guerrero, and there's one down. Douglas Glad, 0-for-1 in the ballgame, but he did score in that two-run seventh inning. Sagasta's been held to one hit in this ball game after a no-hitter last night. And I don't know that the prospects are all that good that they're going to rough up Michael Valverde. Valverde's just got a different look to him. Breaking ball for a strike. He throws the slider in two very different ways. He can throw it at your hip and watch it break across, and that's what exactly Glad was thinking, is that that ball was coming for him, and it breaks back over the middle third of the plate. Then he can really throw the wipeout slider that starts in the strike zone, but it's nowhere near when you swing. Is that pitch? It's going to be strike three. Glad, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Strikeout victim for the second out of the inning. 10 strikeouts, according to my unofficial numbers, for the Crawdads. That's going to bring up Jake Steeles. Valverde, 95, misses down. Some guys just seem to have a look about them. Valverde has that look. ...22-year-old. The pitch misses. Count goes to 2-0. I'm sorry, 3-0. Valverde throws it right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard. So the count goes to 3-1. Steals on the afternoon, 0-2. He does have a walk back in that seventh inning. The pitch misses. Steals gets another walk. So where there may have been nothing for Carlos Maldonado to grouse about from last night's contest, if he's got anything today, it may be the walks. Probably more walks than he really would like to tolerate. As Valverde, 94 miles an hour to the outside edge for what is now the pitcher, Alan Pineda, who threw the eighth inning and actually threw a perfect eighth inning. The breaking ball misses. Count evens. Valverde, that ball, lifted foul. Possibly one more souvenir for the youngsters before they head home. The 1-2 to Pineda. Here's the pitch. Pours it on the inner half, just off the plate. At 94 miles an hour. And I have a feeling he's probably setting up the slider. The 2-2. Yep, that's exactly what Pineda actually got a piece of it. He worked Pineda off the plate with the 1-2 fastball, then went to the outside edge for the slider, and Pineda still managed to get a bat on the ball. See what happens here. The 2-2. Fastball right down the middle, and that'll do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hugs, handshakes, high fives for everybody. It's the Hickory Crawdads. Win in 2 hours and 27 minutes. A 6-2 win for the Crawdads. They move to 4-1 on the season. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have the post-game show brought to you by Black Tie Transportation here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you into the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. It's time for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Wednesday afternoon. In a game that took 2 hours and 27 minutes, the Hickory Crawdads pick up the win. They go to 4-1 on the year. Michael Valverde is going to be credited with the win, as he was certainly dominant in his two innings of work. As the day basically started with Brooks Fowler on the bump. And Brooks Fowler didn't get credit for the win. However, that does not say anything about how good his performance was. He's going to start throwing enough innings to qualify for wins, and when he does, that's going to be some phenomenal work for Brooks Fowler, as he went four innings today, gave up a walk, struck out four, and that was it. I mean, that was it. As the Hickory Crawdads got six runs on nine hits, just like last night. As they pick up the win today, the Augusta Green Jackets, two runs on one hit. Two errors in the contest, as the loss today for Augusta goes to Jeremy Reyes, as he went 2 2/3 innings. And it all started in the third inning for the Hickory Crawdads, as that's where Reyes started to really fall off the pace a little bit. In that third inning, the Crawdads would score two runs. Pablo Guerrero, just like last night, got things going with an RBI base hit. Jesus Lopez would follow that up with an RBI double. It was a 2-0 ball game as we went into the fourth inning. And then from that point, the Crawdads would score three runs in the fourth inning. They would tack on a run in the fifth, but it was at that point to where, quite honestly, through four innings, the Crawdads looked like they were completely in control. And from that point, it really was a matter of how long would the Crawdads be able to maintain this no-hitter. And for a time, you honestly had to start thinking, this might actually be a reality, as the pitching, Brock Porter, came on behind Brooks Fowler, Alberto Mota, Eric Loomis, and then Michael Valverde. And at some point you wondered, was this going to possibly be a no-hitter today? Now, as it turns out, it wasn't. It was a one-hitter. But that gives you an idea of just how dominant the Crawdads pitching has been in the early going in this series. Now, it could turn on a dime. It's just the way baseball is. But really, the only thing that set back the Crawdads pitching today were the walks. When you play two games and you've given up one base hit, your guys are pretty much untouchable on the mound. And if you're able to put six runs on the board, nine hits every night, you're going to be really successful. I mean, you're going to be really successful. Two games in, it's looking pretty good. The club goes to 4-1 in front of 3,328 fans at LP Franz Stadium. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll give you an idea of what the schedule looks like tonight, because this is the only Carolina League game going on this afternoon. We'll give you an idea of what the games look like. Maybe you want to tune into one of those games this evening. We'll also give you an idea of what's going on in Major League Baseball today, as that's a 6-2 win for the Crawdads over Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, final segment for our Black Tie Transportation postgame show as the Crawdads win 6-2 this afternoon. Today in the Carolina League, this is the only game in the daytime. Tonight there will be four games starting at 6:30. Kannapolis will be taking on Lynchburg. That's a 6:30 start. At 6:35, a pair of games. Salem will be taking on Fredericksburg. That's a matchup between the Red Sox affiliate and the Nationals affiliate. And then Carolina and Myrtle Beach, they'll face off at 6:35. At 7:05 tonight, Charleston, South Carolina will be playing in Columbia. Fayetteville will be in Delmarva tonight to wrap up the day's action in the Carolina League. What we do know is the Carolina League has a club with a 4-1 record. That club is the Hickory Crawdads as they win 6-2 this afternoon. Few games going on in Major League Baseball right now. Bottom of the fifth inning, they're scoreless in Pittsburgh between the Cardinals and the Pirates. Scoreless game top of the segment, second, up at Citi Field between the Marlins and the Mets and the Tigers and Yankees. Top of the second inning, they're scoreless. At 2:20 today, the Rangers and Cubs, they'll face off, as it's going to be Tyler Malley facing off against Shoto Imanaga. Rangers versus Cubs this afternoon at Wrigley. And that's the earliest game that's yet to be played today, as that'll be a full slate of schedule in Major League Baseball this afternoon. But as we bid you adieu, this afternoon at LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Crawdads go to 4-1 on the year with a 6-2 win here in front of 3,328 fans at LP Franz Stadium. We're back tomorrow, 6:45 airtime, for a 7 o'clock first pitch, as it's game three of the six-game set between the Hickory Crawdads and the Augusta Green Jackets. For Douglas LoCascio, who, by the way, will be on the Rush Hour Morning Show, the show that I do with Corky Franks every Monday through Friday on WGNC AM 1450. He'll join us to talk about last night's no-hitter, today's Education Day game, and what the early returns look like from a promotional standpoint for this Hickory Crawdads team. You'll hear him tomorrow at 8:20 on the Rush Hour Morning Show on AM 1450, 101.1 FM, WGNC in Gastonia, Charlotte, North Carolina. So as we bid you adieu this afternoon, we thank you for tuning in today. We hope you have a phenomenal night. We'll be back here at 6:45 tomorrow for Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Until then, this is Brian Rushing saying good night from LP Franz Stadium. We'll see you next time, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad baseball. Hickory's home, number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Franz Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball. Got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad's baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. So come out to the ballpark for some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number.